Proclamation number 6768, dated the February 23rd, 1957. Beneficial effect of God's word. Awakening, life. My words are spirit and life for you. You cannot remain in a dead state when you permit my words to enter your heart. You must feel the strength of my word and with this strength become active, hence alive. When the word touches your hearts, then you have come into contact with me because of my words, or you would not hear my voice even though you hear the words. For that reason I ask that you allow my word to enter your heart. Don't let the ear just hear so that the word won't merely pass you by without meaning. You must hear me talk to you myself, and you can only do that when you give yourselves to him, who speaks to you, when you open your hearts, when you consciously and attentively listen to what your God and Father wants to tell you. Then you truly receive strength in abundance and you find life. What you now receive because of my love will give you life, because I feel sorry for you as long as you are still dead in spirit. For you are not in a perfect condition even if you believe that you are in full possession of strength on earth. The life I want to give you is not comparable to earthly life. You are supposed to achieve the life of the soul, and this life is a gift that you all can receive if you desire it. But it can only be given to you by him who is life himself. The flow of life only comes from me, but it eternally flows to human beings by means of my word, which is the emission of my strength of love, and therefore has to be revitalizing as soon as it touches the dead. And you either consent to this touch or repel it. Thus you yourselves decide over life and death of your soul. Consequently you should understand that Roman 1, who since eternity am the word myself, only aim to give life to the hitherto dead by sending my word to earth, and that the acceptance of my word thus is to be of the greatest significance for you, because it saves you with certainty from a degrading and wretched condition. Because no divine gift remains ineffective if only you humans would allow it to take effect. Thus my word must also have an extremely beneficial effect on you, inasmuch as you can feel its influence on yourselves. You must irrevocably feel urged to live in accordance to my word, that is, to carry out my will, which is made known to you by means of my word. But you should not resist it. You must hear it willingly and allow yourselves to be guided by it in order to live your life accordingly. Then you will accomplish the greatest spiritual achievements. You will acquire the necessary maturity of soul and enter the realm of light after the death of your bodies. Thus you have a definite means, a means of undeniably beneficial effect for your soul. Yet only few people make use of this beneficial means. And my divine flow of strength cannot touch the souls who walk the earthly path ailing and miserable and depart from this world without success. As a result, the most effective means is not or only rarely heeded and unusual spiritual experiences, which would be more noticed, cannot always be applied, since they would compel to believe, and therefore the success for the soul would scarcely be worth mentioning unless they internalize the person and make him receptive for my word. My wisdom perceives this in advance, and therefore it may appear at times as if a human being was bestowed by me with unusual gifts of grace which guarantee him an easier ascent. I know the degree of a soul's maturity. I also know when the resistance of a soul has become so weak that it only requires a slight spiritual experience to break down this resistance. And in that case the acceptance for my word is present too, and now every soul has to perform the same work, to voluntarily live in accordance to my word. Only then the unusual gift of grace has been utilized, and subsequently my word will have the same effect on him, because it is strength in itself and now raises the dead. When I speak to a human being, it has to have a healing effect on a fatally ill soul because it comes into direct contact with the energy of life. But the same success cannot be expected where my word is opposed, because this opposition does not allow a favorable effect. It is, after all, a repeated sin against my love, and a sin never results in a positive effect. But you humans could easily receive life and therefore strength too. Every human being has the opportunity to hear my word, to read it or to speak to me in thought himself. Even if he is fully in the world, it would be possible for everyone to disassociate themselves from the world for a short period of time and to offer nourishment to the soul, to get engrossed with my word and thus voluntarily make the connection with him, who has to be acknowledged as God and Creator. And I would truly bless his will. I would meet him and talk to him in such a way that he would time and again request to hear me and my word. But the world replaces every thought of me. My word is carelessly ignored. The opportunities to hear my word are even considered intrusive, and the rejection of my gift of love comes so evidently to the forefront that it is not surprising that humanity is ever more overcome by weakness, that the lowest spiritual level becomes ever more noticeable, and that my opponent is winning authority over the human beings who themselves prevent every supply of strength. They would not even benefit from unusual gifts of grace, as these would be ineffective because the people don't want to see the light brought forth to them. Thus humanity causes the end of this earth themselves, because a significant descent can no longer be made. Human life on this earth is not being utilized and therefore has become without purpose. First, an order has to be established that makes a progressive development possible again. And I certainly will put this order in place as soon as the hour has arrived, as it is decided since eternity, because human beings shall attain life and not remain in a dead state eternally. Amen.